Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
She was a vampire who could never see the light of day.
He was a zombie shuffling his way through the afterlife.
Love would bring them together.
But human flesh would tear them apart.
They were doomed to be on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Tuesday nights from 10 on Joy 94.9.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And on the phone here tonight, we have Sushi Girl's own, one of the great cast from this very interesting movie. And that is Andy McKenzie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, no, it is. And you're pretty much going to be here for a couple of amazing things, and that is the Supernova Pop Culture Expo, first in Melbourne, I believe, coming up April.
Correct. Yeah, I'm excited for that. We'll be in Melbourne, I think we'll be there Friday, actually, through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going over to the Gold Coast for the film festival and Supernova, so... Yeah,
that is exciting. Look, Supernova, they've got some great guests, and of course you'll be one of them. So that's April 12 to 14 at the Showgrounds in Melbourne. And then, like you said, onto the sunny Gold Coast in Queensland at the Convention Centre, 19th to the 21st of April, and that's for the Gold Coast Film Festival. So this is the first time Sushi Girl...
We're doing the Australian premiere on Friday.
Wow. 19th. Okay.
9 o'clock, we're doing a Q&A before the film, so that'll be fun. We're doing it on Saturday night also, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be good.
All right. Now, it's really got a whole heap of you from the cast are going to be present, I believe. Is that for the premiere as well? And that includes... So you've got Tony Todd from Final Destination franchise and Chuck and many, many other things, and the Candyman himself... Noah Hathaway, I mean, he's a favourite from way back as a Treyu in The Neverending Story. James Duval, of course, from Donnie Darko and many other things. Independence Day, Ken Kern Saxton, I should say, and Destin Pfaff. So, hey, and yourself.
Right. Yes, we've got Kern Saxton, the director and writer, and Destin Pfaff, who's also one of the writers and producers. So, yeah, we've got a good group of boys. It's a boys' trip.
It's the boys' trip. There's one missing. Luke Skywalker's missing. I mean, that's a bit disappointing. Mark Hamill.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Mark in a while, so I'm not sure what he's doing right now.
Obviously very tied up with the Empire or something, or the Rebel Alliance. But, hey, he's an icon. Now, Andy, let's talk about your own career, of course. Apart from Sushi Girl, which has been called... basically a almost an emotional zombie film, says Michael from Sound on Sight. Now that's interesting.
Right.
Any brain eating?
Uh-huh.
Any brain eating we should know about? Or
oh man, it's definitely it's pretty anxious. It's violent. It's pretty dark. It gets pretty paranoid. There's plenty of confusion, suspicion, torture, lots of blood, and screaming.
And nori rolls and seaweed and rice.
What's that?
I said sushi and seaweed and rice and...
That was actually one of the perks is eating sushi off of a gorgeous naked girl.
How did she feel about that?
Yeah. Oh, she was wonderful. I mean, she just sat there. She sat there, no problem, for 17 days. It was funny.
Oh.
I mean, we didn't really pay much attention either. I mean, it was, you know, she was kind of a prop.
Part of the furniture. Hey.
And then you just, and you just kind of forget about it. And here we are just doing all these, you know, crazy things around her.
Mm.
So and then she's...
Look, so speaking of crazy things, what can you tell us about what Sushi Girl is about, without obviously spoiling it for our listeners who are dying to see this one.
Basically, Sushi Girl is it's the aftermath of a diamond heist gone wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The bag man, who's played by Noah Hathaway, Fish, he got caught, he went to prison, he kept his mouth shut.
Yes.
6 years later, he's out, and he's brought to his welcome back party, which is basically a sushi party served off of a naked girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's five of us, and the five of us started asking Fish nicely where the diamonds were, but alas, it goes south pretty quickly, ending up in anger and torture.
The boys, a little bit too much testosterone there, sounds like.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Cool. Now, it has been compared to Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs, or Reservoir Dogs as proper pronunciation, but in Australia, for some reason, we call it Reservoir. How do you feel about those sort of comparisons? It's pretty serious.
I think it's a great compliment. I mean, absolute compliment. I mean, he is, you know, he's the icon of Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and Guilt Hill and getting all these great movies done.
Hmm.
And this is, you know, it's in that same vein, but it's a little different. I mean, you can kind of, you know, put them next to each other and you can kind of draw similar comparisons, but there's definitely something different with Sushi Girl. And it's you've got to be in the right mood and the right mind to watch it and kind of, you know, it's alone.
It sounds like it is borrowing a lot from almost a grindhouse cult classics. It does mix with almost a spaghetti western
this movie is a cult in the making, because I mean, imagine me. I mean, who am I? I'm nobody who goes and enters this room where I'm surrounded by Candyman, Luke Skywalker, Atreyu, Frank the Bunny, Lawnmower Man, Machete, Kyle Reese, Hattori Hanzo.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk into this wet dream where for me, I'm surrounded by my childhood icons. I watched these guys on screen, and I never thought that I would be a part of something like this, and here I am. I'm one of the badasses surrounded by all these other badasses. So,
do you feel at home?
I felt at home. Yeah, I did. It felt very nice.
All right. Because you do, just looking at your career up to date so far, there is a tendency, I guess, you play a kind of like the tough guy, the slightly sort of underbelly, undesirable, shaggy hair, beard, you know, gruesome biker dude. You've been in True Blood episodes and, how do you feel about that sort of, those sort of roles? You happy or content?
Oh, man, I love it because the characters, all the characters that I play are not, they're so far from me. So that's why it makes me feel better, because I am actually acting.
It's pretend.
Even
people
I look like these guys, but it's I've been fortunate to play these. I've been fun. I mean, the roles that I play are just fun, and I take it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, I'm just a teddy bear with a beautiful little daughter. So
you keep the beard, though, do you, even when you're not playing these roles? Is the beard and the long hair, is that
mostly
something you have to keep?
It takes a long time for me to grow, so you just keep everything on and ready.
It's authentic, so it's nothing glued on. That's good to know. Good to know, because look at this career. I mean, CSI, True Blood, like I mentioned, Bones, which we quite like here, The Mentalist, wow, Woman's Murder Club, NYPD Blue, The Practice, The Shield, aha, Charmed, and Big Bang Theory. I mean, anything else?
Right, I do comedy too. Oh.
And you're a musician too, 33 Degree, I believe. I looked that up. And how would you describe your music? Love to play some on the show, actually.
33 Degree was it's sort of Tool with a female singer.
Oh, okay.
a little bit Deftones, a little bit progressive, aggressive. Yeah.
You're still doing, or do you have time for music now?
Yeah, that band has been done for a couple of years now. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm able to play drums as a hobby now, which is nice.
Yeah. Now, because we like a lot of genre stuff, of course, speculative fiction, horror, supernatural stuff, and sci-fi, do you have any film titles or any work you're involved in that fits into that category that you can tell us about?
I'm about to do a film in the summer called Hidden in the Woods, which is a dark horror thriller.
Oh, cool.
So there'll be a lot more blood involved.
Right. Come on. I mean, it looks like you have your fair share of buckets of blood.
Which is fun. I love it. I love it. I love getting dirty.
When's that due out? Do you have any idea when that might be released?
I'm guessing probably next summer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if all goes well. Yeah, I think they'll be shooting for next summer.
Cool. Now, because you have been in some pretty bloody stuff, you know, in a good way, that we like, of course, thrillers and that kind of thing, do you have a favourite role that you've played?
Oh.
Is it too hard to choose one?
It's Max in Sushi Girl.
Why is that?
This is by far the best role, the biggest role, the chunkiest role, the best ensemble cast that I've worked with, and everybody involved. It's the best thing that I've done.
Wow! You know?
And this is a project. I mean, as an actor I've been in the business for a couple of decades, but there's something like this that you can really wrap your whole mind and everything around it and hope that you can bring it to life. And luckily, lucky for me that I was able to get this role. Which was funny because I was the first cast member attached to this script, and I was thinking, oh, it's going to be fun because I'm, you know, who knows what's going to happen to it. And I think Kern Saxon, the director, and Dustin Foff, writer, Neil Fisher, and Cern Saran, all the producers, they wanted to make this as a make it on the weekends with friends and family and pay nobody and just kind of do it for fun. And when Tony Todd was approached with the script and he took it and went running, all of a sudden it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it became something that was something that nobody ever thought.
Yeah, well, just looking online and out there, the buzz is really starting to gather momentum, a bit like a nori roll with a lot of rice. And, I mean, just looking at the online site and everything, it looks amazing. It really does look tempting.
Excuse me, just advising, you have 1 minute remaining.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. So I guess we'll be to wrap it up. Those 60 seconds countdown quickly. All right, so you're feeling pretty happy about Sushi Girl and coming out to Oz and meeting and greeting the people?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get to Austria. I've always wanted to go, and this is what a perfect excuse to get there.
Yep.
With my favorite project, and so I can't wait.
Great. All right.
I hope to see a lot of you guys, too, especially either at Supernova or the film festival.
Yeah. Well, certainly we'll talk about that later on in the next couple of weeks as more wonderful guests start coming to Australia's shores. It's been wonderful talking to you, Andy McKenzie from Sushi Girl and many other gory, violent, wonderful things in the medium. is it possible if we've got 10 seconds, I wonder if you could do a station ID tag, would that be all right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's just obviously your name, maybe Sushi Girl or something, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Sorry about that, but yeah.
94.9? 94.9.
Yep, that's it, cool.
Sci-Fi Scream on 94.9, is that what you said?
Yep, that's it.
Great, okay.
Cool.
Hey, It's Andy McKenzie of Sushi Girl, listening to Sci-Fi Squeam on 94.9.
Thank you very much. Look, Andy, all the best. I hope we bump into each other at the Melbourne Supernova, 12 April to the 14th. And good luck in the Gold Coast, especially with the film festival launch for Sushi Girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, excited. Thanks so much.
Okay, excellent. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Noah Hathaway. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.